KD Country 94 weather.
The annual Millapalooza Car Show and Celebration is almost here. Wholesale Liquor on Highway 24 in Beloit is celebrating with their last Friday First Drink event. This Friday, September 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. Enjoy a special Millapalooza drink and new fall favorites. Plus, you could win various giveaways and receive discounts on all wines inside the store. Hungry? John's Meat Master Barbecue will be on site for lunch and dinner. It's Wholesale Liquor's last Friday First Drink event. This Friday, September 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. on Highway 24 in Beloit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 84. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 54. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, high of 83. Highs around 80 Wednesday under sunny skies, 88 Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 76.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Book your appointment for the Mitchell County Health Department's Health Fair, October 9th through October 12th from 6:30 to 9 a.m. at the Health Department and Friday morning, 6:30 to 9 a.m. at the NCK Technical College in Beloit. The Health Fair includes blood draws, flu and COVID shots, and vital sign checks. Blood draws are not billable to insurance and no receipt is provided. Flu shots are billable to insurance, so bring your insurance card, regular flu shot for 6 months or older, and high dose for those 65 years or older. Also available are lab tests, including health panels, TSH and AIC test, and PSA test for men. To schedule your appointment, call the Mitchell County Health Department, 738-5175. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Board of Regents deleted one-third of the extraordinary budget increase sought by public state universities in an effort to prepare a politically credible higher education spending plan for consideration by Governor Laura Kelly in the 2024 legislature. The heavy lifting gleaned more than $200 million from budget enhancements envisioned by six universities in the fiscal year starting in July of 2024. Amendments included replacement of a $150 million proposal to supercharge faculty and staff recruiting and retention at research universities in Lawrence, Manhattan, and Wichita, with a miniaturized $10 million initiative, an $18 million earmark for the regional universities in Hayes, Pittsburgh, and Emporia were sliced in half rather than discarded. The budget outline scheduled for a final vote would raise spending by $30 million for building improvement or demolition, $15 million for IT cybersecurity, $7 million for operational expenditures at the universities. Each of those categories were downsized from the original proposal. There would also be $14 million for need-based student aid and $9.5 million for student academic success initiatives, which would be unchanged from the current year. I have a couple of job openings to tell you about. Winkle Manufacturing is hiring a full-time position for a welder materials handling. They're looking for a candidate with a positive attitude, good work ethic, and willingness to learn as they're willing to train the right person. Offering competitive wages, 100% employee-paid health insurance. Apply in person at 2225 200 Road, Glen Elder, or call 545-3606 or text Allen at 545-6399. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service slash grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until a position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison at cvacoop or send resume at cvacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC. Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, and they remind you to join them for their Walk Run for Life on Sunday, October 1st at 3 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. There'll be a 5K run, 5K walk, 1 mile walk, and kids races. $25 entry fee includes free t-shirt while supplies last, meal, door prizes, and entertainment. Register today at heartchoicesbeloit.com or call 738-3433 to attend the Heart Choices Walk Run for Life Sunday, October the 1st. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Third down, goal to go for the Chiefs at the 3-yard line. Mahomes looking right, back of the end zone, caught. Touchdown! Kansas City for the 48th time finds Travis Kelce.
The Chiefs go on to blow out the Bears 41-10 on Sunday. We'll have much more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, the results from volleyball over the weekend, college football, KU and K-State open Big 12 play over the weekend, and the Royals stay hot. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball this weekend, St. John's Tipton went 4-0 at the Osborne Round Robin, winning all their matches in straight sets over Osborne, Sylvan Lucas, Lakeside, and Logan Palco to improve to 15-3. Sylvan Lucas went 3-1, Lakeside 2-2, Osborne 0-4. Smith Center went 4-1 at the Hoisington Round Robin, finishing in second place. Wins over Phillipsburg, Central Plains, St. John, and Otis Bison in 2, and lost to Hoisington in 2. Smith Center is 16-2. Full match scores can be found at ncksports.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Chiefs built up a 41-0 lead on their way to a 41-10 rout of the Bears at Arrowhead Stadium Sunday. Patrick Mahomes threw 2 touchdown passes to Jerick McKinnon, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Isaiah Pacheco each had 1-yard touchdown runs as the Chiefs built a 34-0 lead by halftime. Mahomes hit Kelce on a 3-yard touchdown to start the second half, and his day finished. He tweaked his ankle at the end of the first half, but seems to be okay. The Chiefs had the 41-point lead. 2 Blaine Gabbert interceptions led to the final scores of the game for the Bears in the 31-point rout. Mahomes finished 24-33 for 272 yards and 3 scores. Chiefs defense held the Bears to just 203 yards of total offense and forced 2 turnovers. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on that defense.
Playing well. The young guys, I think, have... But the young guys are better. I mentioned it during training camp that the zones are tighter and man coverage is better. And, you know, we're getting the young rushers up there. They're doing a better job. And linebacker position strong. I think it's an overall effort there just of guys going through that growth process.
Chiefs improved to 2-1 while the Bears dropped to 0-3. Elsewhere in the NFL, the story of the day was in Miami. The Dolphins dropped 70 points on the Broncos and won by 50, 70-20, moving to 3-0. Denver's now 0-3. The Chargers avoided an 0-3 start with a late interception to seal a 28-24 win over the Vikings, who are now 0-3. A full look at the NFL scoreboard can be found at NFL.com.
Flush to the right. Here comes the pressure. Throws on the run behind a receiver. Tipped and intercepted. KU's got it with Kenny Logan. The 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Kansas.
Kenny Logan's pick 6 gave KU a lead they would never relinquish on Saturday. They beat BYU 38-27 in their Big 12 opener in Lawrence. Kobe Bryant had a 22-yard fumble return for a touchdown to start the scoring. After BYU tied the game, Jalen Daniels found Trevor Cardell for a 15-yard score to put KU up 14-7 after 1. BYU outscored the Jayhawks 10-0 in the second to take a 17-14 halftime lead. But in the second half, Logan had the pick 6, and Daniels threw 2 touchdown passes to Luke Grimm. KU held the Cougars to just 10 second-half points on their way to the win. Daniels finished just 130 yards passing, but had the 3 scores. BYU actually outgained KU 366-351, but lost the turnover battle 3-0. KU coach Lance Leipold was impressed with his secondary.
I thought our DBs for the whole game played extremely aggressive. You know, he's a talented quarterback. You can see, you know, why that experience of composure, ability to buy time, but his accuracy, you know, he threw some nice deep balls and the intermediate crossing routes. It was tough. It's a challenge.
KU is now 4-0 for the second straight year, 1-0 in the Big 12, while BYU suffered their first loss at 3-1 and 0-1.
Howard left some meat on the bone. Little option. His fourth touchdown of the game.
That was the last touchdown for DJ Giddens, who was the story of the night as K-State won their Big 12 opener over UCF 44-31. Giddens finished the game with 293 total yards, rushing for 207 and adding another 86 receiving. Giddens had three of his touchdowns in the first half as K-State jumped out to a 21-10 lead, 21-17 at half. UCF held a brief 24-21 lead in the third, but K-State scored 20 straight, including two touchdown runs from Will Howard and another one from Giddens. K-State's offense gained 536 yards on 82 plays, and the defense held UCF to 407 yards, which was 210 below their season average for the first three games. K-State coach Chris Klieman on the keys to the win.
Two things we had to do. We absolutely had to be able to rush the football to try to keep their play count down. And then the second thing we had to do is we had to get some negative plays, some tackle for losses, some things where we could get them off the sticks a little bit. And for us to hold those guys to 59 plays in 25 minutes, and we have it 82 plays in 34-plus minutes, that was the recipe.
K-State's now 3-1 overall and 1-0 in the Big 12. UCF dropping to 3-1 and 0-1 in the other Big 12 conference games. Number 16, Oklahoma, won 20-6 at Cincinnati. West Virginia beat Texas Tech 20-13. Iowa State held on for a 34-27 win over Oklahoma State. And number 3, Texas, rolled to a 38-6 win at Baylor. Also Saturday, Nebraska finished their non-conference schedule with a 28-14 win over Louisiana Tech. Highlight of the game, a 72-yard touchdown run by quarterback Heinrich Harburg in the fourth quarter to put the Huskers up 28-7. He ran for 157 and threw for another 107 and a score as Nebraska moved to 2-2. Louisiana Tech dropped to 2-3. Notable top 25 games. Number 6, Ohio State scored on the final play of the game in South Bend to beat number 9, Notre Dame, 17-14. Also, number 10, Oregon thrashed number 19, Colorado, 42-6 in Eugene. Fourth-ranked Florida State needed overtime, but held off Clemson 31-24. You can find full scores from the weekend at NCAA.com.
Pace here.
That's deep right field, and Velasquez has another home run.
Yes!
Off the facing of the upper deck in right field.
The Royals went up 6-2 after the second homer of the game in the 17th of the season from Nelson Velasquez. Salvador Perez and Matt Duffy each homered as well. KC went on to win 6-5 over the Astros to complete a three-game weekend sweep in Houston. Royals are now 54-102 while Houston dropped to 85-71. Having lost five of their last six to the Royals, they're now tied for second in the AL West, two games behind the Rangers in first. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.